Theon. Theon wiped the spittle off his cheek with the back of his hand.
Rumble got you, Greyjoy,
Benfred Tallheart screamed.
He'll feed your turncoat's heart to his wolf, you piece of sheep dung.
Aaron Damphair's voice cut through the insults like a sword through cheese.
Now you must kill him.
I have questions for him first, said Theon.
Fuck your questions,
Benfred hung bleeding and helpless between Stig and Werelag.
You'll choke on them before you get any answers from me, Craven, Turncloak.
Uncle Aaron was relentless.
When he spits on you, he spits on all of us. He spits on the drowned god. He must die.
My father gave me the command here, Uncle,
and sent me to counsel you,
and to watch me. Theon dared not push matters too far with his uncle. The command was his, yes, but his men had a faith in the drowned god that they did not have in him, and they were terrified of Aaron Damphair. I can't fault them for that.
You'll lose your head for this, Greyjoy. The crows will eat the jelly of your eyes.
Benfred tried to spit again, but only managed a little blood.
The others bugger your wet god.
Tallheart, you've spit away your life, Theon thought.
Stig, silence him, he said.
They forced Benfred to his knees. Werelag tore the rabbit skin off his belt and jammed it between his teeth to stop him shouting. Stig unlimbered his axe.
No, Aaron Damphair declared. He must be given to the god, the old way. What does it matter? Dead is dead. Take him, then. You will come as well. You command here. The offering should come from you.
That was more than Theon can stomach.
You are the priest, uncle. I'll leave the god to you. Do me the same kindness and leave the battles to me.
He waved his hand, and Werelag and Stig began to drag their captive off toward the shore. Aaron Damphair gave his nephew a reproachful look, then followed. Down to the pebbled beach they would go, to drown Benfred Tallheart in salt water, the old way.